This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass. On Joy 94.9.
Thank you to Urban Dreaming for another fantastic show. Triple Bypass broadcasts from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nations. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging and extend those respects to the brother boys and sister girls of the Indigenous and LGBT plus community. We acknowledge that we are on stolen land on which First Nations sovereignty was never ceded.
Welcome. It's Tuesday night. That means it's Triple Bypass night.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So, we've got a bit of a flashback. Oh, this is so good. My name's James. You will have heard me like the last few weeks, but we've got Anthony back.
Yay!
And we've got Louis.
Hello.
Back in the beehive.
I'm here as well.
You haven't been on for so long. It's so good to have you back.
I know, and I've been hearing your voices and hearing the lovely messages from gorgeous listeners texting and messaging in every week, and I've missed everybody.
The people wanted you back.
Back by popular demand.
Yes.
And we also have a wonderful guest tonight.
Hi, everyone. Stevie Sticks.
Yay. Well, we've got Stevie Sticks here in the studio, and thank you for coming on to Triple Bypass.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And you're here for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You have a show that we're going to hear all about. But this is Triple Bypass, and as Ruby always says, we're here to put the B in LGBTI.
Yep. And we are the bisexual and pansexual and all the other things that aren't quite gay, aren't quite straight.
All the multi-gender attracted lovelies out there.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of us.
There is.
There's a lot of us.
More than 50% of the queer population, apparently. So
maybe. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do some sort of research and find out for sure?
If only.
That might require some funding. Anyway.
And our show is very, community focused and interactive. So if you want to get involved in the show tonight and ask Stevie Sticks a question, we're going to hear all about her comedy show that opened last night.
It did. Opening night was a sold out night. Second night tonight was standing room only. So it's really going quite well. I'm very good at my job and also very humble at the same time. I've struck the perfect balance. So, yeah.
It's a very good comedy.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how humble Steve is. Send in a text message or an email, and you can do that by SMSing 0427 Joy 949, or you can email in onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, or flick us a tweet at Triple Bypass, or say hello to us on Facebook. Also, Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Here we are. Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that I'm currently doing sitting down. So this is probably not the way to do it. I've got a mic and it's a great experience. I'm really excited to be on the show. Super manic. I've just left a show to run here, announcing that I'm super famous and need to be interviewed on the radio, so couldn't stay to take the applause and all of the compliments that I usually get after the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To dodge the shower of long-stemmed roses.
Yeah, I did. And all the phone numbers and all the things. I was like, I'm sorry, guys.
All the underpants.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, these are wet, gross.
Again.
So, first off, if you could describe your show in a sentence, what do you think it would be?
The train wreck of my life. I would say.
That should not elicit laughter.
But funny.
But hilariously relatable.
A hilarious train wreck.
Yeah, hilarious.
To be fair, I was laughing bitterly, so in empathy. Right. So.
Well, it's something we can all relate to. We all have train wreck moments, I'm sure. But why tell us about how you put that show together and why that's the focus.
Yeah, well, my show is called Hashtag That's Not Ladylike. And my real kind of inspiration, I've got family back in Warrnambool, and Warrnambool has some country vibes to it. And a lot of the time when I'm in Warrnambool, I have sort of like the Country Women's Society that's kind of surrounds me and gives me a lot of guidance on the things that are and are not ladylike. Mm. And my mother would like a refund on my very expensive private education because I generally use the F-bomb like a punctuation mark. fuck, being mindful tonight. But yeah, this fuck just does slip out quite, whoops, there you go. Fuck slips out quite often, and then lots of ladies tit about the use of fuck, as much as I say that. So that's kind of where it came from, and then it was just advice after advice on what ladies should do.
Your parents should probably have a chat with my parents, because I was in Catholic school from kindy right through to year 12. It didn't stick.
Yeah.
15-odd years of Catholic education, and here I am hosting a bisexual radio show on a queer station.
Talking about the word fuck.
Yeah. As a punctuation mark. Well, mine was Christian education, and Jesus does feature quite heavily in my show. He's one of my favourites.
Not just as a punctuation mark.
He's got his own punctuation mark.
Jesus is kind of one of my most favourite fictional characters ever,
yeah.
And I just... I love that he features in your show, but you refer to Jesus as one in many Jesuses. Which is your favourite Jesus?
Oh, yeah. So dead Jesus is my favourite of all the Jesuses, because that's the Easter Jesus and that's my favourite holiday. I cannot finish this joke because it has a fairly strong word punchline.
Okay.
So come to my show if you want to see the punchline to my dead Jesus joke. But I also think, like, dead Jesus really should be the pinup boy, because he hung out with, like, 11 other dudes most of the time.
Dresses.
Yeah, all wearing dresses. Never had kids. Never did any of that. Had dinner on the same side of the table. Like, that's a weird restaurant seating arrangement.
So. Was in a sexless relationship with a woman?
Yeah. I feel like there's some clues.
Well, Jesus was, of course, the first asexual icon. So. Yeah.
Well, do you think to get that famous picture, they had to book the restaurant for 24? And then they went, oh, we had a few cancellations. We're just all going to sit down one side if that's okay.
And the hospitality staff went, great. Jesus is so cool. Jesus has a foot fetish. Have you heard of it? It's washing everyone's feet.
And this is the material you do save for the CWA normally,
So this comes out quite naturally. I can't quite... I don't have a filter and add alcohol, and I have nothing. So it's really great to be around ladies at lunch with my sense of humour. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I assume the Lamingtons are there as, like, compensation, though, so...
Yeah, that's all. So that is going. My filter, is 1,000 Lamingtons.
In the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything I say is filtered through Lamingtons.
I know where the sentence I'm saying right now is going to end. I can't stop it, so I'm just going to plug it with a Lamington.
Yes. And then I get, ladies don't eat that many Lamingtons.
Trust me, you want me to eat the Lamingtons.
Stay out of this, Brenda.
If you don't want a heart attack, you're going to let me eat the Lamingtons.
Yeah. Well, this is Triple Bypass. We're talking to Stevie Stiggs, who's promoting her current show for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, hashtag That's Not Ladylike, and you can get your tickets at freecomedy.com.au.
I just wanted to do a call out. We've had a membership in the last hour or so. Amber from Princes Hill in Victoria has logged a family membership.
Oh, good one, Amber.
Good on you, Amber.
So thanks very much for that, Amber.
And thanks for doing it on our show.
Yeah,
we'll take
it. We'll take it.
Yeah, and just a reminder, you know, Joy 94.9 doesn't have any government funding. We're completely volunteer funded and volunteer run. Hey, if you're thinking that you really enjoy the show and you might like to support the station, then maybe pop over to joy.org.au and get yourself a membership.
Yeah, it's the right time to do it.
Yeah, and also if you're enjoying the show and you want to hear some of the other stuff we've done, you can go to joy.org.au/triple bypass and download some of our previous shows. We've got all our previous episodes on podcasts, and they're also on iTunes if that's your preferred way of getting your stuff.
Yes, and just a quick shout out to all our rural and regional queer folk that are listening to us on podcasts. I know that the LGBTI Equality Roadshow conference is on today and tomorrow, and most of you are all down here to promote your services and all the good work you do in rural and regional areas. So hello and thank you for all the work that you're doing, and keep listening.
Yeah, and keep listening all over the world as well. We've found out we've got a couple of listeners in, like, North America and Germany. We've got people all over the place. So yeah. So, guten Tag. Willkommen.
Yasu Kalimera. Sorry, that's Greece. I'm sure there's someone in Athens listening. I think I told one of my cousins to.
I don't have another language, but I do speak fluent Bogan. So, g'day to all you guys out there. It's my contribution.
For any international listeners, that's a different dialect.
So we're going to go to a quick song. We're going to play some Kesha, her new album, Rainbows, which is so good. Well, it's not really new anymore, but it's new to me. So we're going to do that. We're going to listen to some community service announcements. We'll be back really soon, but check out this song. This is a really good track. This is Kesha's Learn to Let Go.
Katie Underwood, and I tune into Joy 94.9 because I think it's beautiful, beautiful, yeah. It's so beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
We had her on the show. She was so lovely.
That's my girlfriend.
You weird. We need to get her back on. She was great.
We will. We do. We must.
You hear that, Katie? You're coming back.
Are you listening, Katie? You're coming back. So that's unnecessarily threatening. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Katie.
You're listening to Triple Bypass on a Tuesday night, Joy's only bisexual radio show. And we are talking to Stevie Sticks, who's here promoting her show, hashtag That's Not Ladylike, for Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, and I'm James.
I'm Louis.
And I'm Anthony.
And hi, I'm Stevie.
So Stevie, let us know, like, why stand up? Like, how does someone end up in, like, that to me is like my worst nightmare, only because I don't think I can be that funny in front of people who are staring at me waiting for me to be funny. Like, what? How did you get
into it? What happened? Well, I really wish I had a better story than this. I actually wish I had a way more humble story. Like, you know, I wanted to make the world laugh and make the world a better place. But I really just watched a stand-up show and went, I can fucking do better than that. and then so I chased down some people. There's a guy called Jake Budge. He's a stand-up comedian in Geelong. He's also got an intellectual disability, and he lines up these amazing lineups. And I was like, hey, Budgie, can I get up there? And he was like, sure, no worries. And my first gig, I was like, I'd gone from like, got this, to the very second before I went on stage, don't got this.
Oh, wow.
And there was another comedian in the green room, and he was like, just take a big breath. So I did take a really big inhale. Then I vomited into my mouth, tried to stop it with my hand, and it went on him through my fingers. Oh. I was like, ooh, and then my name got called, so I didn't even have time to be like, soz about the vomit. I've swallowed the rest of it. Bye. And then that's my whole career.
And the audience is going, so who's this person? What's with the shtick with her coming on stage brushing her teeth? what's that about?
And I mean, in all fairness, that is very good material to use later, so it might have worked to your advantage in a weird way.
So you talk about all sorts of things in your show, and I saw it last night, the opening show. It was very funny. It was a full house, and I just how do you come up with the material? Because in comedy, like, and I love watching stand-up on YouTube, and how do you write material that doesn't sound like something that's been done before? Do you know what I mean? Or is that the aim, or do you even worry about that, or what's...
The done before thing is an issue, and I think with so many comedians in the circuit, it's really hard to like have a flair and original sort of line, because we're all talking about life experience and trying to make things relatable, and a lot of things people have the same experiences with. So I just try and like, I'm just lucky enough that a lot of things I do, I fail really cutely at. So I'm like, that was cute. I'll talk about it on stage. So I get to bring a lot of those to stage, and so I get to have a lot of experiences. I know a lot of comedians talk about Tinder nowadays, but you know, that's a big part of my show as well, and the brilliant rich material that unsolicited dick pics bring to me. So I love them. I don't love them. The surprise factor is it's like, whoa. But afterwards,
as a working comedian, you love them.
Oh, as a working comedian, yes.
Excellent material.
I'm going to make
you famous. Oh, look, if you can monetize strangers' dicks, go for it.
I 100% have. So I don't know if one of the listeners would like a copy of my unsolicited dick pic calendar, but I sell them at my show. So yes. If you do want one, like someone who sends me a text, I will give you a dick pic calendar if you're the first one in. There you go. Send that to you.
Well, if you want that dick pic calendar, you need to text in at 0427-JOY-949 or send us an email on ed@joy.org.au.
Yeah, or tweet us at Triple Bypass.
So as a woman in comedy, so many of the comedians I've experienced or seen seem to, and particularly the male ones, seem to kind of view offensive humour for the sake of being offensive as kind of like the holy grail and kind of the be-all to end-all of comedy. Is that something that you kind of subscribe to, offensive for the sake of being offensive? Or do you think that this is... Do you think being offensive and raunchy is a way to convey an actual message?
Yeah, I do. So offensive is brilliant. I think that there's two different types of offensive. There's the offensive that's kind of dying out at the moment. Like there's the old garage boys club humour that you watch and you're like, ooh, I can feel the hate coming out of you guys.
What happened to you when you were five?
Yeah, I know. Your daddy didn't love you. That's kind of what happens with those guys. But the moving on now into the offensive stuff, my favourite thing is making is offending majorities. Like, that's great. Like, white men, white, straight, privileged men, oh, they are gold.
Oh, but that's so mean, because straight, white, heterosexual, cisgender men are just, they're under attack right now, and you need to be nicer to them.
They're the new minority, apparently.
They're having such a hard time.
They need to be protected.
And they don't know how to flirt anymore, because they think they might get arrested for trying to flirt.
Yeah. Hashtag not all men.
Yeah. Actually, you talk about, having a go at majorities, but you also get the queers in. You give queers a mention. You talk about how awesome queer people are. This is why you're here on our show.
So I went from I just mingle about. So I live with up until 2 weeks ago I lived with two gay men, and now I've moved up the alphabet. So the LGBTI alphabet. I'm now up in the L's. I've moved in with the L's. So yeah. I'm really loving it at the top of the alphabet. I find it's a lot better up there.
What's it like in the B? You're here in the B space at the moment.
I haven't moved in with any Bs.
Just spending you're sort of in our space, though. What's it like?
It's not... Well, my housemate. I've had a couple, actually. I was someone's pretend girlfriend for a little while. So it was kind of, you know, right. It was there. I've been number one in the support club for quite some time. So, and like a shout out to Piano Bar in Geelong. I do a lot of gigs there, and they are big in our Rainbow Flag movement down in Geelong, and we're starting to get heaps of gigs there, and they are magnificent. They have drag queen shows, and they're just sparkly, just amazeballs.
Isn't it amazing how much cool queer stuff is happening in Geelong these days?
Yeah.
Geelong has got such an amazing and vibrant community, which is starting to become more and more prevalent. It's fantastic.
Because I have friends who were living in Geelong like 10 years ago, and they were coming to the CBD to do anything sort of rainbowy.
Yeah.
And now I'm just hearing about all this amazing stuff that's happening in Geelong, which is great.
And Piano Bar is... I went there and I did a gig, and I was probably as manic as I've ever been after a gig, because before and after my set, there was like an acrobat, a drag queen, a hypnotist. There was glitter bombs kind of going off. There was a magician with actual rabbits, and I felt like I was hanging with the cool kids. Like, I was like, oh, I'm so cool. But yeah, for a very little time, then I went back to my ordinary life.
So if you want to hang with the cool kids, you can send us an SMS on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. We've had an SMS from somebody saying Renee, because it did sound a little bit like Anthony said Renee.joy.org.au. But anyway, it's onair@joy.org.au.
Did I say Renee?
Yeah, we've got some cool messages coming in, but we'll go to those after this song. We are going to listen to a bit of Queen and Bowie. We're going to do Under Pressure.
Yay!
So stick around after that. We're going to keep chatting with Stevie about funny stuff.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
You said New York. New York is dangerous. Cause you read that where you may.
Even the blind man could see that's not so.
Da 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 da.
But I don't want.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Kylie. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9 on every Tuesday night, 9 to 10pm. Who we are? I'm James.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Louis.
And we have a cool guest.
Hi, I'm Stevie Sticks.
Stevie is funny.
And we are talking about Stevie's show that she's playing, hashtag That's Not Ladylike, for Melbourne's Comedy Festival, and you can find your tickets at freecomedy.com.au. She's playing at the Highlander Bar in Highlander Lane here in Melbourne, April 16th to the 21st. Get online, get your ticket. I saw it last night. It's amazing.
So we, before that song, we were saying that Stevie's going to give away one of her handmade dick pic calendars, unsolicited dick pic calendars, and somebody has claimed it. Will you tell us about that, please, Louis?
Yeah, so we had someone write in who didn't include their name, so we encourage you to send through your details, saying, "Hi, James, Louis, Stevie and Anthony. I'm lying being bi in the bath, listening to all you be bi in the studio. It's my birthday. I'm going to need that dick pic calendar, please." Spelled P-L-O-I-S-E.
Go anonymous. It's your birthday.
It is all yours.
Very nice. And what an awesome way to be listening to Triple Bypass. Thank you, listener.
Yeah. And I hope you enjoy all of these dick pics. Like, they're not going to be as surprising as they were to me. Generally, they come through on a Saturday morning when I just opened my eyes and I think, what's this? Oh, God. Oh, massive erect penis. Thank you.
Considering somebody sent a message to a radio station requesting it, I don't think we can call it unsolicited anymore.
Yeah. That's true. Have a solicited dick pic.
Have a solicited dick pic. No, that's something you send to your lawyer. That's something completely different. So we also had someone else write in saying, "Good evening, team. Stevie, what is the worst or best thing that has happened to you on stage as a stand-up?" And that's from Kiki. Thank you, Kiki.
Kiki. That's a cool name, too. I could rock a name like Kiki. That's great. I would say, so heckling is always like a stand-up. It's like, oh, no, I hope I don't get heckled. I don't mind it so much when it kind of really, like, some people are idiots. Like, you don't get to, you've got your stuff, you've got your punchlines, you know where you're going. And I was about halfway through one of my jokes once, and then just a guy from the back went, "I'd fuck ya." And I was like, cheers. Thanks for that. I really enjoyed how you didn't let me finish. I feel like that's going to be a bit of like a bit of inspiration into what you might be like. I'm never going to finish, am I? I'm never, ever going to finish. So no, never. Thank you. Okay. So it kind of, you can get a bit of humour in there. One of the lessons that I've learned, probably one of the worst things that happened to me on stage, was self-inflicted, because I was going to sing a song on stage and I'm not a natural singer. I just thought my song was hilarious. But then I got fairly anxious just before the show and I thought, I'll fix this. I will get horrendously drunk, and then that will give me the confidence I need.
Is this your second throwing up on stage story?
No, but I did a little bit hyperventilate and almost pass out because I laughed so hard at my own joke.
Look, we've all been there.
I know. I didn't tell anyone else the joke, though. I didn't tell the audience the joke. They just watched me laugh for about 10 minutes, and then I got off.
What, on stage? That's
funny. Yeah, on stage. I was like... For about 10 minutes, yeah.
I was making a joke. It's okay.
Sounds pretty funny to me.
It was great.
I mean, we're all laughing, so.
And we had one more message, did we?
Oh, yes. We have an ID for our buy in the bath. So we'll
thank
be able
you.
To get back to you
thank
and
you,
make sure that? You get your calendar.
I'm going to write happy birthday on it and I'll sign it and I'll include my website. So come to my gig sometime. I gig all around Victoria. I'm a rural comedian, so I get out to the weirdest of places. But Ballarat, not being so weird, Geelong, Warrnambool, Portland, Cavendish, which is the middle of nowhere.
Have you played Colac?
I have played Colac.
How was that?
Woo! that was some fun times. they didn't like my last joke because I was kind of like, I was getting a little, you know, Colac, they were a receptive crowd, and I said that I like my men the same way I like my coffee. You can't get a good one in Colac. Bye!
Yeah, right.
That's very rude and very funny.
So can I ask, in like, are crowds, how different are crowds from one town to the next when you got your material, you're trying it out here with this crowd, with that crowd? Do you get generally different responses? Are they very dramatically different responses?
Very dramatically different. And I learnt this the hard way. So this was part of my rookie learnings. Like when I was really rookie and I had like 2 5-minute pockets of material and I thought I'd made it because I'd only had a couple of gigs and someone was like, I'm booking you to come to our RSL. And I'm like, that's how easy it is. Totally famous. went to an RSL out in Barwon Heads kind of area, and Geelong way, rocked in. Most of those guys were about 50 plus. They're the poor population, the new victims, the straight white men. And I just went pretty hard about dick pics. They did not love it. They were like, Princess, don't play material about our dicks.
Who would have thought straight cis men wouldn't like dick pics?
I know, right?
I mean, they come to the saunas. What's wrong with talking about them?
Yeah. I didn't have the slideshow at that point.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was you could only see it. So, yeah.
So the Comedy Festival is... your show is running from the 16th to the 21st. It's a free event.
Mm.
And why is it free? I would have paid money for last night.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you did in the bucket at the end.
I did.
Yeah,
I did, yes.
We have a little bucket, so we're like, put some money in our bucket. And get away, other beggars. This is for us.
This is our patch.
Yeah, this is our patch. Fight like
clear off.
No, it's really to give new artists a chance onto the stage because Kieran Butler's the guy who organises that. And he actually kind of goes out to a lot of open mics and chats to new artists and kind of goes, you got something, do you want to put together a show? And because for a lot of people, the Comedy Fest is super expensive and it's unattainable to get there. So this is a way, it's free, we get people in, we get support from the venue, we all kind of work as a team, we all get out there and we all flyer, which is soul destroying, but still good, yeah.
Because it was a very intimate space last night. I mean, it was a full house in that comedy room. You're up on the stage. The bright lights are on. And I'm just wondering about, because I know that the comedian after you was sort of, he was coming up the stairs as we were walking down. I'm wondering, is there a sort of back room you all hang out in and G each other up? Or like, how does it work? Or does the one after you get upset if it feels like you've upset the crowd for him? Or like,
yeah, well, I think our crew's pretty supportive. Like everyone in our crew are pretty cool. That would be Gavin Lind. He does a show after me called Perfectly Mediocre. And if you guys, he is a gay married vegan. So that's, yeah, you know.
There's a few of them around.
Yeah, there's a few.
So he's not one of the cishet white men that...
No.
A little bit outside that Venn diagram.
Yeah, a little bit. But he is hilarious. Watched his show. He does a good bit about the LGBTQI alphabet, and so it's perfect. So no, we don't. I think we're all pretty supportive. Like when we're out flyering and we're trying to get people to take our flyers to come to the show, we're all trying to joke around and make friends. We all got each other's back because sometimes you'll walk up and be like, "Hey, would you like to come to free comedy?" And people are like, "No." Oh, that feels rejection.
Fuck you. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, I feel like a lot of people don't realize that there is a community. Like in the comedy world, because it's not just standing on stage and, you know, talking out of your ass. Like there's a community of people.
That.
I mean that is a
but doing it well.
That is an element of it. Mm. I would assume, not being a stand-up comedian myself.
Yeah.
But
I can't control the wind out of my ass enough yet to make words. I feel like if I do, I'm going to corner a niche market.
You need to harness that power.
Yeah. If you do learn how to do that, you're not doing that show for free. That one's a premium show.
That's some specialty skills.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld's sphincter control is just phenomenal. That's how we got so big.
What's happening with your comedy career beyond the comedy festival, the current Melbourne Comedy Festival? What happens after this?
What happens after this? I have some sleep after this because it's so tiring to be manic all the time. I'm doing a couple of shows. I'm actually opening for one of your Joy crew who's doing a show in the Comedy Fest, Gabe Hogan, who's doing a show called Pretty Witty and Gabe. So I open there as well, and then I run up to my next show. I am really tired and then do it all again, but it's so fun and I'm manic for about 2 weeks. So after that, I sleep. After that, I do a lot of rural work because the Melbourne scene is hectic with a lot of comedians. I'm really nice to people in my audience so that they'll book me for further gigs. So I have a gig coming up in Ballarat. It's a gala. I got booked for a 21st birthday, and that was heinous. So you know,
you can
I
talk about Tinder there.
it wasn't the best, but I generally say yes to a lot. So if anyone wants a bit of stand up, wants a private show, has a hen's night, wants to do something along those lines.
Yep. Weddings, funerals, the lot.
Weddings, funerals, yeah. I just multitask. I'll do it on a skateboard.
Do you do baptisms?
I do baptisms. I do... What's the religious ones where they dunk them and then read that nice story? That baptism-y... Is that a water baptism?
I think that's actually a mob trying to extract information from someone.
That's an interrogation. That's determining whether someone's a witch or not.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've been to a few of those.
Okay, well... You can have a little rest now because we're going to go to a song. We're going to listen to Make Me Feel by Janelle Monáe, which we've played probably like for the past 4 shows in a row, but we're not going to stop playing it because it's amazing. So we're going to play that and then we'll be right back. So stick with us. You're listening to Triple Bypass, the Bi Show on Joy 94.9.
Woo!
Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way.
So good, so good, so good, so real. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love it slow, please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket. Laying your body on a shag carpet. You know I love it slow, please don't stop it. It's like I'm better.
way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
Hello, this is Margaret Cho, and you're tuned in to Joy 94.9 and listening via the Joy app.
Yes, thank you, Margaret. Margaret, a fabulous out and proud bisexual who has been on our show. You can find that on our podcast. You're listening to Triple Bypass. I'm James.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Louie.
Hi, I'm Stevie Sticks.
We've got it. Fabulous Stevie Sticks making us laugh far too loud into the microphones. Oh, I'm twiddling these dials like crazy as everyone laughs.
Yeah, there's been a few too many table slaps.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, well, speaking of Margaret Cho, who's a out loud and proud bisexual and a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of Margaret Cho's work?
I have watched a bit, like, a YouTube here and there, but I YouTube so much, so half of it is so hard to, like, keep in my head. She was in Melbourne last year, so, and I didn't get to go to her show, so I was really disappointed about that.
Well, I think one of the worst crimes that comedy can be is just not funny. And a lot of those things that people are like, wow, this is so edgy and dark and, yeah, really politically incorrect. And I was like, yeah, it's not fucking funny either.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at you, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. I mean, I think Doug Anthony All-Stars proved that you can do some incredibly dark and nasty stuff but be very, very funny with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's the hardest thing about comedy is so subjective. Like, you're going to have your audience because there's someone for that. There's someone that'll make that hashtag not all men audience laugh, and I am not that comedian.
I won't be at that show.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Probably not.
I think that's a men's rights association. So,
so how about those lesbians?
Yeah. Yeah, those women.
They still don't want to have sex with us.
And so what sort of bigger names other than Amy Schumer, like, who do you watch them for ideas? Is there a sort of some sort of method in how jokes are put together and how they deliver it? Or
yeah, there's like your structured ways of jokes and how it's delivered, but everyone's kind of got their own personality. Like Kitty Flanagan and Hannah Gatsby, oh my god, I had this really awkward fangirl moment with her last year at the Melbourne Comedy Fest, or even the year before, and I was like, okay, there's Hannah Gatsby, she's outside of Town Hall, she's standing there like a normal person. I could just walk up and say hi. I will. And then I was like, hey, I really like you. And it came out so loud. And she went, thanks. And then I went, and then just walked off. That's all I had.
Oh, that's
that
so good.
My fangirl moment, which was horrendous.
Hannah Gatsby is my goddamn idol. She's so good. She's like, ever since I first saw her on Please Like Me, I was hooked. Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one person say one bad thing about her. All the feedback about her shows is just amazing.
What could anyone possibly say? There's literally nothing you can say about her.
Yeah, well, her absolute ultimate show, Nanette, like ultimate in the traditional sense, and it's the last one as well, is actually going to be on Netflix, I think, later in the year. And
cool.
Yeah, have a box of tissues before you watch it. It's incredible and you must watch it, but it will destroy you.
It will, it's in the most beautiful way.
It was amazing, and it really made me kind of rethink stand-up, because she kind of talked about how stand-up processes trauma that doesn't really get there. So, and it is true, although mine's not really next-level trauma. I talked about an old lady who thought I was pregnant and gave me a seat on the train, which might be very sad but possibly isn't trauma, and it was just a heavy nugget type of day for me. So that's, I reflected on that.
We are running out of time. But I hear you're doing a charity show in Geelong, is that right?
In Ballarat. So I'm doing a breast cancer charity show. So if you jump on Facebook or Google breast cancer comedy show, because I don't have the link with me, which is really upsetting. But yeah, it's to raise money for breast cancer. So
I'll drop that link in the description of the podcast that'll hopefully be released later this week.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, we are pretty much out of time. Stay tuned after the show because we're going to go to Local Roots, who play they play fantastic local Australian music.
So good. So just tune in for that and get along to Steve Eastix's show, Melbourne Comedy Festival at the Highlander Bar, Highlander Lane, Melbourne, from April 16th to the 21st. That ends this Saturday, so get online and get your tickets.
And it is free, but make sure you put money in the bucket when you're there.
Support your local artists.
Stevie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I am James.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Louie.
I'm Stevie Sticks. Thanks for that.
Thanks so much for coming on. We're going to go to some Sia because we have to.
Why not?
It's international bisexual law that we have to play some Sia. Catch you next week.
Hey, I wanted everything I never had, like the love that comes with life. I wore envy and I hated that, but I survived. I had a woman that took her to a place where all the demons go, where the wind don't change and nothing on the ground can ever go. Just lies and you're taught to cry in your pillow, but I survived. In the strangest place, way in the back of my mind, I saw my life in a stranger's face, and it was mine. I don't want it to get to this, where all the demons go, where the wind don't change and nothing on the ground can ever grow. No hope, just lies and you're taught to cry in your pillow, but I survive.
I took what you gave, but you never noticed that I was in vain. I knew what I wanted, I went on and got it. Did all the things that you said that I wouldn't. I told you that I would never be forgotten. I knew this, but you, I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. I'm alive. I'm still breathing.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.